The Holy Temple is a square.
不是长方，不是长方形。
It's not in rectangular shape.
所以这个希律就用泥土就把它填了，往北延，往南延，往西延。
And so that King Herod has used the soil to fill out the northern part and the western part.
他不能往东延，因为往东就是山谷了，不能。
He cannot do anything. Cannot do anything on the eastern side because it's the valley.
所以是希律把整个。把它扩大了，把它美化了。
And we know that it was King Herod who has expanded the size of and to beautify it.
所以你知道今天很多犹太人呢，他们的哭墙在哭墙就在这里。
Now you know the walls of weeping is in fact on the western side.
因为他们认为说只剩下这一块是干净的。
Right. Oh, they say that this is the only one that less clean.
其实如果他们真的知道这个，真的知道原来的故事。本来所罗门墙在这里，在这里，在这里，不在这里。这是后来这个推出来的结果。
We know that the walls of Solomon, in fact, the other three portion is not on the western side, where they have the walls of Israel.
所以这些以色列人哭都是白哭的，因为都不是所罗门的墙啊。
Because they are weeping in fact, this is not the walls of Solomon.
真正的墙在这里嘛，这样的一块嘛。
These are in fact on the other three directions.
所以我们今年大家到了圣殿广场，我们到了这个地方，从这里走500步。就到了城墙了。
And then from there, or 500, move on 500 meters, you already reach the.
然后我们在墙外也走500步，就那个整个就是那个时候所罗门广场的范围。
And so that we have walked to the other direction, that we have covered the cost of cost of Solomon.
但是希律把它重建了。
But you know that King Herod has rebuilt it.
本来至圣所一层楼变成两层楼。
It was originally one story, now becomes two stories.
现在大理是用金子。
And we know that they used the gold.
所以。历史学家 Joseph Josephus 告诉我们说，你每天早晨起来看到圣殿那个情形非常美丽，非常荣耀。
So Joseph told us that each morning as you rise up, you will see that how beautiful the temple was.
所以不要忘记，当初所罗门圣殿是神用指头画的。
That we know the temples of Solomon, he was using his own fingers to draw.
而且是照着神的蓝图在那里建造。
And this temple was built according to the blueprint of.
结果没有想到啊，这个希律王帮忙，其实帮了倒忙，他反而要扩建神的殿。
And King Herod was trying to help God, and he was trying to expand the temple.
所以现在的圣，那个时候的圣殿是那个时候最。许多人都要来参观的。
And that time, there was a glorious place that everyone would like to visit.
特别在南边这个地方，有像大教堂一样，像大教堂，叫 Royal Storia 皇家柱廊。
And we know that it's a Royal Storia, just a lot of people are crowding to witness this.
所以你看，有40根柱子，有40根柱子。
They are all together 40 pillars.
你从这边进来的像个大的教堂。
When you enter into it, it's just like a big cathedral.
中间有大堂，两边有走廊。
That we know that it's a main meeting place, and then there are two.
如果你往东走，走到最后的时候，那就是七十议会开会的地方。
And then you move out to the extreme east. That is where the place of meeting.
那这个地方通通是给祭司的，通通给祭司。
And these places are all being dedicated for the priests.
但是弟兄姊妹，为什么主耶稣要接近圣殿呢？
Why did our Lord Jesus need to cleanse the temple?
因为就在这个皇家柱廊的两个走廊那里，他们就摆了好多牛羊，卖牛羊鸽子，还有兑换银钱的桌子。
And it was all along these two corridors, they have gathered all the sheep and goats, and they were the ones that using these places to do trade.
你只要在那里买的牛和羊一定合格的，因为他们已经跟祭司已经通通商量好了。
So any live animals that you brought there has been approved by the priest because they have been agreed.
所以主耶稣在那推倒兑换牛羊的桌子，接近圣殿在哪里呢？就是在这一块。
And so the Lord Jesus has chased out all the money changers and all people who have been trained there away from this holy temple.
所以很清楚，就在这一块。
And this is referred to this particular southern part.
所以这个通通不是当时的。
This was not the original blueprint.
这个当初皇家柱廊最早最早是所罗门王宫所在的地方。
And this royal portico is in fact the original place of the palace of Solomon.
但现在完全都不一样了。
But now it's entirely different.
所以如果你到圣殿去的话。
And today, if we go to the temple,
这是何等的石头，这是何等的殿宇。
How great is the rock? How great is the temple?
但主耶稣浇一盆冷水说：“ 将来一块石头都不留在一块石头上。
Lord Jesus said, Paul calls out from that, one day there will be no stone will be upon the other.
那为什么主耶稣要站在这个在所罗门那里行走呢？
Why that Lord Jesus was moving along the corridors of Solomon?
因为所罗门廊下刚好是那个廊子就在靠近东墙的这一串的廊子。
That we know the court of Solomon is very close to the eastern side, the eastern corridor.
那么主耶稣有的时候就在这里教训他的门徒。
And this was the place where Jesus used it often to teach.
彼得传福音五千人得救就在这里。
And when Peter preached and 5,000 were saved, it is located at this eastern corridor.
所以可以好多人都在这里。
And we know that many people could assemble there.
有一个圣经学家 Philip Morrow.
And the Bible scholar Philip Morrow said that.
他认为说这个认为说使徒行传第二章讲的圣灵降下来的时候是在这里。
And then when he says that during the Pentecost when the Holy Spirit descended.
那 Campbell Morgan 后来听说了，他说这不可能，不可能。
But Morgan said that it is impossible.
但是没有多久以后，他写封信给 Philip Morrow 说：“他说我越想越读圣经，这是非常可能。”
He says that the more that I read the Bible, he wrote the letter and says that it is possible.
所以这个通通发生在这一块靠近东墙的这个廊子。
And so this place is actually not called of Solomon, but it's called Solomon Portico, and this is what all this place is events and time.
你看美门在这里，美门在这里。
And you can see that this is a beautiful.
然后这一块通通是所罗门的廊下。
And that.All these areas are covered under Solomon's portico.
那别人都忘记了，约翰没有忘记。
Many have forgotten, but John, disciple John.
主耶稣在所罗门廊下行走。
The Lord Jesus was walking at the Solomon portico.
为什么？
Why?
这里有一段故事是关于所罗门廊下的。
And there is a story that related to Solomon portico.
当整个的圣殿都美化了大理石了，这个都铺了大理石以后。
When the entire temple was beautified with marbles and gold.
只有所罗门廊下还是旧的。
But the Solomon portico remained unchanged.
所以这些长老文士就去，这个祭司长还有这些长老就去跑去找希律王。
And so the priests, the Pharisees, and said they seek for King Herod.
希律用46年美化整个圣殿。
We know that King Herod used 46 years to beautify the temple.
什么都好了，所罗门廊下没有好。
But everything has completed except the Solomon portico.
所以他们就求希律大帝说，能不能求你把我们的所罗门廊下用大理石啊，把它美化了。
And so they appeared before King Herod to ask him to request.To beautify the Solomon portico.
但是所罗门希律王怎么回答呢？
Do you know how the king Herod answer?
他说我所有的钱都用光了。
He said, I have used up all my wealth.
现在我没有钱在盖所罗门廊下。
I have no more wealth to improve.
所以最后只有所罗门廊下没有被美化，其他通通美化都不像原来。
As a result, the Solomon portico was left alone without any.
所以在整个圣殿里面最像当初所罗门的时候的一块地方就是所罗门廊下。
And so the place that resembled the original Solomon, the Temple of Solomon was this Solomon portico.
主在那里说我的羊听我的声音。
At that time, he says, my sheep hear my voice.
一点都没有错。
It is true.
彼得起来传福音五千人得救是在那里。
When Peter stood up and he preached,
初期教会刚刚开始五旬节以后，他们在殿中，在家里，在殿中就是在所罗门廊下。
And so in the early churches, when you talk about the place that took place where they preached, it took place at the Solomon portico.
所以我想，我们讲的圣殿，我们要有这个概念才够，不能一点观念都没有。
And so when you talk about the temple, we need to have this idea and concept.
那不止在这里主教训人。
Not only that, the Lord has.It was doing his teaching over here.
那么主也在女院里面教训。
And the Lord also used the courts of the women to teach.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来，那是在 women's court.
Whosoever are thirsty, you can come unto me.
所以主在殿中教训人，都是在这个范围里面教训。
And so these are the areas. These are the areas where the Lord taught the people.
那还有一个可能。
There could be another.
那就是马太福音23章。
And that is Matthew 23.
主耶稣讲那段话到底在哪里讲的呢？
Where the Lord Jesus spoke.
我们知道大概，我们知道大概在哪里讲。
Perhaps you can see the rough.
你看啊，当你从南边来到耶路撒冷，到来到圣殿山的时候。
And as you enter into this holy temple from the southern.
那么有一些阶梯慢慢就上去。
And that we know that you have to step on the steps.
那个阶梯你不能跑的。
You can't run on this.
因为它不是一样长的，不是一样的，不是。
Because they don't have the equal length.
它有的是长一点，再短一点，长一点，再短一点。
Some are long, some are short.
所以如果你上行的时候，你一面走，你一面默想，一面来到神的面前。
And because that is meant for you, that as you walk upon it, you will meditate and you think about God.
那么还有当你在慢慢往上走的时候，就在那一带啊，这个阶梯它有一个特别的名字。
And even as you move down this step, they have a particular, they have a special name.
这个叫 Rabbi Stairway, 就讲到拉比的阶梯。
And these steps are referred to.The rabbi steps.
那么很有意思了。我们常常说，这个保罗是在加玛列门下严格受教。
That we know that Paul was under the teaching of the great teacher Gamaliel.
那保罗在哪里听加玛列讲道啊
？Where did Paul have heard the teachings of Gamaliel?
许多的拉比通通是在往圣殿，就是进圣殿以前，就在拉比阶梯那里。就开始坐下来就讲了。
And it was most of the priests were gathered over there, and they began to speak.
你知道，我们读圣经都用中国的想法，加麦列门下，那么这个好像中国人收徒弟一样，其实不是。那个时候你要知道，像保罗如果要受教的话，那么就要到这种地方去受教。
And this is not like our Chinese thinking that you are become disciples, that you know the way that they thought. But for Paul, in order for him, he has to enter into this environment.
那么主耶稣坐下来就教导人。
When the Lord Jesus sat down, he begins to teach.
那么很有意思啊，如果你坐在这里，坐下来，很多很多这个人听你讲道讲话的话。
And so if you sit over there, and many will be there to listen to you.
那么你就坐在那里，站在那里，你往橄榄山方面看的话。
And if you will sit down there or you stand down there, and if you are facing Mount Olives.
那么你记不记得主耶稣讲马太福音二十三章快到逾越节了
？We know that Matthew 23 was time that is drawing near to the Passover.
到逾越节的时候，如果你往橄榄山看一下的话
，And so during this Passover, you will turn your face to Mount Olives.
你不需要很用力看，你看见一排一排的坟墓在那里。
You do not have it is no difficulty. You can see a lot of tomb.
那为什么犹太人他们把他们的坟墓葬在这橄榄山呢
？Why did the Israelites choose the Mount Olives to have the tomb？
因为他们想说，如果弥赛亚来的话，他们是第一个复活的。
You know why they think that if the Messiah comes, they will be the first to be resurrected？
那弥赛亚什么时候会回来呢
？When will the Messiah return？
他们猜想多半是逾越节的时候回来。
They think that they guess that it may be during the time of Passover.
所以主耶稣讲马太福音二十三章的时候，刚好要过逾越节的时候。
And so when the Lord mentions Matthew 23 was about to have the Passover.
结果你抬头一看，那些坟墓全部是刷新的。
That we know that you look at the tomb, they are all being whitewashed.
因为每年到了这个时候，一定要把它重新刷过、粉刷过，因为弥赛亚可能就来了。
They had to whitewash because they think that the Messiah will come during the Passover.
所以当主耶稣看见这个粉刷的坟墓，刚刚粉刷的坟墓的时候
，And so when the Lord Jesus looked at those tombs, they were just being whitewashed.
他就责备这些文士和法利赛人。
And then he rebuked the scribes and the Pharisees.
你们就像粉饰的坟墓一样。
You are just like those whitewashed tombs.
但是里面却充满了死人的骨头。
But within, they are bones of the dead.
所以不要忘记啊，当主耶稣在圣殿里面教训人，包括。在阶梯里面教训，通通是在圣殿里面。
And we know that this is where the Lord, our Lord Jesus, have used these places, even the steps, when they teach the multitude.
所以这样，我想我们就对于耶路撒冷，尤其是圣殿山，我想应该是有了概念。
And so at least we have some ideas about this Temple Mount.
那么，这个摩亚这个所谓的。哥哥他山呢，又在这个圣殿山的北边。
And we know that Mount Golgotha is actually located on the north of this.
没有哥哥他山就没有那些石头。
That we know without Mount Moriah, there will be no.
没有石头就没有那些建造。